Have you ever had a creepy feeling while being alone at night? Have you ever driven past a deer that felt wrong? What strange creatures live in the mountains of Appalachia? Today, we test the believability of the not deer.
Welcome to Believing the Bizarre,
where we dive into the unknown and the unusual,
and tell you whether or not we find it believable.
That's right. So today we're tackling something that got voted in by our patrons, which I appreciate.
And based on the quiz, we ain't tackling this thing. I did not know that deer is weigh... Deer? There's no, deer. It's not plural. Deer. I did not know that deer weigh as much as they do.
Between 300 and 400 pounds. 350 pounds and 400 pounds.
Maybe I could, like, Randy Orton, like, RKO him, but that's about it.
I think you could ride it at that point.
Happy spooky month, everyone, too. It is October. There's a lot of pressure on podcasts like this to do well in October.
I'm good.
No pressure.
I'm good.
We've been training, standing in front of mirrors, working on our charisma.
Oh, man. You have to roll, like, a natural 20 for me. As a D&D joke.
Mine was a Sims joke, so we're both there. We're on our own little nerdy categories.
I'm very excited to present this. Go ahead and call my shot. Probably fake thing.
Oh, wow. Way to do that.
No, I don't know. We'll talk about it. I'm like somewhere in between.
Remember when we first were like, man, we should do a paranormal podcast. Like, yeah. And then we were like, all right, the first half, we should like treat it like it's real. No, you know, I appreciate the honesty because sometimes I go into a topic and I'm like, eh.
No, yeah. I mean, I really enjoy the topic. I have, like I told you in the
quiz. Also like Harry Potter. It's fake.
Oh, I do. I have some cool pictures I want to show you.
Okay.
They're cool. Weird. None of them are like real. I mean, like they're drawn.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, this is the not deer. Have you heard of the not deer before? I mentioned it before?
Not really. I think in passing, like just talking about cryptids in general, but I don't know anything about them.
Well, they are a possible distant cousin to the skinwalker.
Now that I want to get into, because skinwalker is a big topic.
So a not deer is just that. It's not a deer.
So theoretically, we're not deer. And me right now.
Yeah.
My cat
is not a deer.
My That's dog. True. My dog, not a deer.
Dog is a very cute little house elf.
But not a deer. Most of our listeners, I would assume, not deer.
The one deer that listened to our podcast threw down their phone and they were very offended.
I get no representation. Or they got hit by a car. Oh, wow. You're listening to that.
So us and your cat and your dog and all our listeners, we are not deer. But we are not pretending to be deer.
Speak for yourself.
Is that your Halloween costume this year?
Yeah, why not? No, I'll be very honest with you. And you might be surprised to hear this, but I really don't try to be a deer in my day-to-day life.
I don't either. I'm not trying to impersonate a deer. I'm not trying to blend into the forest.
I think we all get... like a deer in headlights, though, which they probably don't like owning that.
It's the phrase.
Yeah, they probably aren't proud of that. So I think we all get that sometimes, though. You know what I mean? Those are our deer moments.
I'm going to call that a deer moment from now on.
Deer moment.
Yeah. But we're not trying to be deer. We're not trying to impersonate deer. And the not deer is something that is. So it's something that's trying to blend into nature.
Sorry for interrupting you. I'm going to do the whole episode. Okay. That makes me feel like we already talked about skinwalkers a little bit. And you kind of brought this up last episode, so I'm going to bring it up again. That feels very black-eyed kiddish.
Yeah.
Something that is pretending to be something innocent, about 400 pounds, natural. But then there's just that little... And I don't know the story of the not deer. I'm just feeding off your energy. But if, like, just something a little off.
Something is not right. Mm. Like, you see it, and you're like, oh, it's just some deer. And you look again, and there's that one toward the back right. And you see its eyes are just all black. Or its hooves are more like claws.
Okay, I could see that.
Or its height or proportions are just kind of out of whack.
You know what I picture? I picture that scary storybook, like one of those drawings a deer. It's probably not that pronounced. Is it, and I feel like I'm jumping ahead, I'm sorry. Is it almost a little bit Uncanny Valley-ish? Not in terms of like animation or robot, but like just where it's just off enough to disturb you?
Yeah, I think that's literally what I wrote down on Uncanny Valley.
Gotcha. Okay.
Quick tangent. My fourth grade teacher insisted on reading us those books, which I think contributed to my complete fear of horror for such a long time.
I always read those in elementary school. Like, I would just check the same books out over and over again, and I loved them. But now they have, like, the compilation, which I own. Back then, they were just their own separate little books. They were really good, though. The stories are what they are. For kids, terrifying. But when you read them now, it's like, oh, okay. Yeah. But the imagery is still terrifying.
There's one that's stuck in my head.
Which one?
The Rocking Horse. Do you know that one? It's like a father... I think like a father died and like the brother chopped down a tree in a graveyard and he made a rocking horse out of the tree for the little girl.
No, I don't know this one.
It's creepy and it still lives there, but I don't remember the story.
Movie was not great.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they made that movie. All right, let's move on. So like you said, Uncanny Valley, that's exactly right. It's an Uncanny Valley vibe. It's not what it should be.
That should be like a jam band, not a jam, a vibey band.
The Uncanny Valley vibe?
Uncanny Valley vibe.
So, like I said, they're seen with other deers, and they're, like a quick glance, they don't look suspicious. You look a little bit closer, like we talked about before, you squint, you look a little bit look closer.
You furrow your brow.
Yeah, something's off.
So, question.
Yeah.
So that's the human response. So are the deer, like they're like, you know, they're laying down, deer munches on some grass, and it's like, hey, Jerry. Yeah, I got over there. Fuck is that?
Well, that's the weird thing. No, they don't. They let them kind of chill with them.
You know, this isn't something I might have ever said in my life until this moment after learning about how much they weigh. Maybe deer are more brawn than brain.
You know, I think you're right.
Wait, what if deer are just like the lunky, the gym bros of nature?
I think it's more like a hippie who works out because they're not trying to kill.
They
to
do be carry it very, very like discreetly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in strong. The hamstrings.
Yes. Yeah. To jump. So here are some examples of how they might be off.
To humans.
To humans.
Yeah.
So they might be bigger than a normal deer, which we already know is pretty big, but it might be even bigger. It may stand on 2 feet, which, okay, to be fair, normal deer can do that. But a normal deer does not stand on 2 feet and run, which, you know, reminds me a little bit of William's story.
Yeah. You know what? I always just assumed it was bear-like or Bigfoot-like.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's interesting. And it's always good to tie in previous episodes.
And he is from Virginia, too, which is in Appalachia.
Ah.
Its proportions may be inaccurate. Mm. So by that, I mean, like, its neck might be too long. Its torso might be too long. Its neck might be too short. Its head might be too big. Its legs and feet might be too large or too small. So things that should be just, you know, normal are really out of whack with this thing. And it's uncanny.
I feel like I would need it to be part of a group of deer or herd or whatever they're called.
To notice?
Unless it was so pronounced where it's like this deer walking around with a giraffe neck. The two legs, I would notice that immediately. Like the two legs, like balancing, standing comfortably, you know, hands on its hips. I would notice that immediately, peeking behind a tree. But I don't think me driving, walking around, I just glance at one single deer by itself. I don't think I'd be like, its arms look a little disproportionate to its lower half. But like you were saying how it was with other deer, if there's like 5 of them and I stop long enough to really look at them, then maybe I'd be able to be like, whoa, that one looks significantly, like the comparison factor would have to be there.
There are 2 media clips I want to show you when I'm done with this list that relate to this.
You have to send me all this so we can push it out.
Yeah, I will. There's 2, one's from TikTok, one's from Adventure Time.
What, the show?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's in the show?
Kind of.
Is that when you first found out about it?
No. But the one from TikTok, it's kind of got this, like you mentioned, a long neck. It's by itself. And it's got this long neck. It's very strange. And its head looks off and its antlers look off.
So inherently, you think it's a fake video?
I don't know. It's really weird. It's really strange to see.
Okay. When are you showing me?
After I get through this list.
Okay.
And the other thing from Adventure Time, that's a kid's show. It's obviously not indicative of anything that's happening in real life, but it is strange because the deer in the show actually stands up and it takes off its hooves.
Ugh.
And it reveals that it's got like hands and it goes like,
I feel like I've seen that. I don't watch a lot of Adventure Time.
It's a creepy little snippet from the show.
They're like, who let the deer in? He's like, excuse me. And he takes his little gloves off. He's like, I am not a deer.
It's something like that. It's weird. But let me keep going through my list. Its eyes may glow.
What?
Its eyes may glow. I would
notice this.
Yeah, I think you would. Its teeth may not be like a herbivore's teeth. It may be sharp and pointed like a predator's teeth.
Mm.
Its eyes also may not be to the side like a herbivore, but may be facing forward like a predator. And another thing about its legs, they may be bent the wrong way.
That's a skinwalker thing right there.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
And sometimes, occasionally, they may have a few too many eyes.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Where do they keep the other ones?
Like, it's like underneath its eyes, like on the cheeks.
That's some arachnid shit.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Ugh.
It's a weird concept to think about, right? Like, you see a deer and then you see like a bunch of reflections in the eyes. Ugh.
That doesn't feel like Skinwalker then. I don't know what that feels like.
It feels adjacent. It feels Skinwalker adjacent to me, which I don't know what that would be yet. Maybe it's just its own thing, the not deer.
But that means I like, feels almost alien to me.
But those are just some of the things that come with the not deer being not deer.
So is this, maybe this is more of a discussion type thing. Like, where does, I'm curious where the lore comes from.
I've got a personal quote that discusses some of the lore.
Okay.
So we'll hit on that in a little bit. Let's pause right now. Let's look at those medias. So I just showed Tyler the couple pieces of media associated with not deer.
Let the people know where they can find the video.
So you can see it on our Facebook and our Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. So it's this little kid. He says, oh, I'm just driving around doing whatever. And look, a deer.
Yeah.
And then it zooms in and this thing's like staring at you.
Yeah, it's staring.
There's other animals it could have been. You thought it was horns? It looked like ears to me.
I think it's horn. I don't know.
It felt very like donkey, miniature donkey / alpaca-ish to me.
People, I mean, I could see that argument. Do you see why I'm not 100% sold?
Oh, yeah, for sure. If that's the evidence. I mean, it's interesting to talk about. It's interesting to think. But there's also those people that just, and I'm not you, because you're questioning. And if you are this type of person, I think that's an exciting way to be. But I think some people just naturally dive into immediately, oh, this is unusual, this is paranormal, this is scary. That's fun to talk about, but I think you gotta pull the reels back a little bit.
There are, and that's actually my next segment, is about what might be going on here.
Instead.
Of
cryptid skinwalker cousins.
Yeah. Instead of the new kid on the block.
Skinwalkers.
Yeah, instead of like the new kids on the block, we got the new 98 degrees of cryptids.
Yeah.
I think there might be some more rational explanations for what's going on.
Okay.
And it boils down to disease, which is, you know, always fun, especially post COVID-19, during COVID-19.
Yeah, these are just COVID deer. What if it's just they're different? You know what I mean? Like, humans don't all look the same.
That is very sweet of you to say. That's something I appreciate about you. You're just so inclusive.
They're just different looking deer. It's fine.
You know,
if you put me next to Kevin Hart, next to, you know, Shaq, next to Ryan Reynolds, who's the alien? Who's the skinwalker? You know what I mean? Like
Shaq.
Yeah. We have the same birthday, by the way. Not the same year. Wow. I made everybody go, my God, how old is Tyler for a second? Not the same year, same day. But what if?
You know, to reference the thing you just said about the deer being a COVID-19 deer, there is a lion in the Akron Zoo that got COVID-19.
I heard about that.
Isn't that crazy? All right.
Is he okay?
I don't know yet.
Yet.
I don't know yet.
He has it right now?
Yeah.
Ooh, I thought this was a while ago.
No, I don't know. So, let's question. Does it have to be supernatural? It could be something. I live in fear of this disease, not for myself, but my dog is partial to this.
Oh, we've talked about this.
Yeah, chronic wasting disease. And that is when an animal is not able to retain the nutrition from its food, and no matter how much it eats, the body starts to decompose as it is still alive. It's like starving,
yeah,
and parts, pieces start to kind of, like in frostbite, like blacken and die.
Oh. So what actually, is it like a bacteria? Is it viral?
It's a genetic disease.
Oh, so you don't catch it.
Right.
You don't catch it. You just kind of...
I think it's passed by ticks in deer.
Gross.
Yeah. And that could be one of the factors into why these deer look different, mm-hmm, than other deer, as you so inclusively said. What makes them so different? Maybe that's why their eyes are black, because they don't have eyes.
Oh.
Maybe that's why their tails are gone. You know, maybe it's why a hoof is facing the wrong way.
Yeah, they're just, you know, zombies.
Well, half. Honestly, yeah. Yeah, it's sad. And this is also related to another thing that happens is the deer could... I've seen videos of this where deer do like this like death spiral thing where it goes in circles until it is exhausted. Have you ever seen videos of that? It's very sad.
I've seen my dog chase its tail.
Not the same thing. Much sadder. Much more intense, too. Like, there's a vibe about it where you can tell the animal's not happy it's doing it,
yeah,
but it can't do anything else.
I wonder, since the fact that they're eating, but they're always starving, does that make it more aggressive, I wonder?
Yes.
Mm.
It does. It does with dogs, too.
So how dumb are deer that they don't notice that this disease-ridden other deer, not deer? When did Jerry lose his eyeballs? And his tail?
Maybe it's like you want to keep hanging out with your friend even though you know they're not doing good. Maybe that's what it is.
Hey, buddy.
Let's keep this optimistic.
You look great.
I don't feel that good. Oh, no. You're losing weight.
Yeah, like what are you, like 720 now?
All right. So another disease that might be influencing these deer is very simple. Rabies, which turns animals rabid and makes them behave much differently than they would normally.
Doesn't really make them look significantly different, though,
right? It doesn't,
right?
No.
It's a behavioral component.
Behavioral. Yeah, so it might make them more aggressive, might make them stare at things, which instead of running from, they would just stare. You know, it might make them act
more aggressively. Are not deer known to not, like, run?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're known to just stare.
Dude, maybe these North Canton deer are not deer then. I swear to God, I'll get, like, 5 feet from them, and they just, like, look at me, like, well, what?
Maybe that's
I think they just know that I'm chill and I'm not going to do anything.
They get a good vibe.
They got that uncanny valley vibe.
Yeah. And the last one, which we've talked about this one too, mange. And mange is a disease that makes hair fall off deer through a bacterial infection. And that's also spread through lice and ticks. It does more than just makes their fur fall off, but that's the main physical effect.
Gotcha. So... is it, I don't know, and I know we're going to, you have some encounters or some.
I do, yeah.
I want, are they, we'll get to them. It feels more like a visual thing, but yet the rational scientific explanations seem to do more behavioral. Visual too, like the zombie wasting chronic one. That makes sense.
Mange does that too, though.
Yeah, that's true. I'm interested in the stories we hear to hear how the not deer behave. Because right now, all I have to go on is looks in the, mm-hmm, lore. I don't know how they behave other than they don't run away.
Well, here's the thing, too. It doesn't have to be just one disease per deer. A deer could have rabies and chronic wasting
disease.
Gotta
collect them all.
It could be like that.
Catch
it
them
could
all, be a, right? Yeah. That's the phrasing.
It could be multiple things making these deer do things that deer wouldn't normally do.
When I used to do Meals on Wheels, there was a billboard in downtown Cleveland, and it was about
STDs.
Getting checked for STDs, and they used the same font as Pokemon. Like, we catch them all. It's like, okay,
but sometimes you just gotta lean into it.
But you were talking about deer.
Yes. All right. So, like, does this cover all the sightings? Not quite. I don't think it does. It doesn't. It doesn't really explain proportion differences.
Yeah.
The weird, like, it doesn't explain the many eyes. So, I don't know. here's where I am with this, with the diseases as well. It's like yes and no. That's how I feel about this whole thing. It's yes and no.
Well, that's fair. I mean, not much that we do on this podcast will ever be concrete.
That's true. So I do want to tell this little story really quick about the Coyote Man. I want to tell this story because, one, it's stupid, and two, it falls into transforming animals. So when I was a kid, I was surrounded by forest or woods in my house. And my mom...
Wait, you were surrounded by forest in your house?
No, like my house was surrounded by forests. Okay. Or woods.
I got you. I'm like, where did you grow up?
In the woods.
The treehouse.
But to keep me from going outside, especially at dark, into the woods, my mom would tell me the story. She would tell me the story of the Coyote Man, which was this man that was feral, that would walk around outside, that he wore coyote skin, and he had an axe. And during the day, he would turn into a coyote. I was very young when I heard this story, so I believed it until I was probably much too old to believe it.
Your mom gets all the creative points.
Yeah. Yeah.
And did it work?
Yeah,
man. Have you been in the forest since?
I only went during the day with some friends sometimes.
And then you saw a coyote and you just hightailed it back.
Dude, I did.
No.
I did. I freaked out. I ran.
All your friends were probably like, what's wrong with Charlie?
Oh, no.
I've never seen him run that fast. It's kind of impressive.
I was scared. I was like 10. I ran. But yeah, but my point is, our minds play a lot into what we see. So if we want to see a deer that's out of whack, maybe that's what that is.
Well, once you're thinking about it, now you're going to start sizing up every deer you see. But somebody had to create this, or somebody had to have the first sighting. So somebody was not influenced, right? I would assume. Mm-hmm. Well, except unless the person that made it up, unless it's like Slender Man, then they're like, this is what it is.
Yeah, that might be what it is. I don't know. I don't know if there's a real case where someone's like, I saw this and then it caught on fire, or if it came out of someone's mind. So this is us moving on to personal encounters now.
Yes, I live for this. I live for it.
So this first one is from a Reddit user, and it's a description of a not deer. Basically, just a description. The not deer. Moose-like bodily proportions. Speed of approximately 30 miles per hour, maybe more. Many sightings in Virginia. Feels predatory. Diet unknown. Inhabits Appalachian forests. The above creature is a deer. At least at first glance, right? It's clearly something wrong about it. Almost everything about this thing is wrong. But a deer is not the only thing that comes to mind when one tries to describe it. The not deer is a bit of urban Americana from the Appalachian region. Many people have had incidents where they find themselves many times alone in the wilderness or driving home and cross paths with a deer, or at least what looks like a deer from a distance. Upon closer inspection, people have found that the proportions are simply off. Several first-hand descriptions have included there being more or less joints than there should have been, with proportions of a moose being wildly disproportionate or having forward-facing predatory eyes. One witness described the experience as being deeply unsettling. All reports have noted that this creature just feels off, or that a sort of sentience is detectable. In a couple different cases, some forms of the not deer were said to have two hinged legs. In one of these cases, it had arms with hands in place of four legs. Chronic wasting disease is often brought up as kinds of explanations for these occurrences. However, chronic wasting disease causes severe deterioration of a deer's mind and body and can result in obscure behavior and ultimately death. Those who have seen the not deer with this condition and the not deer admit that these are somewhat different things, and I have not yet seen either one from my own eyes.
All right, I'm going to do some profiling. This guy lives in a basement. He has a very, very long whiteboard with a bunch of lines and wires and markers pointing to different deer butts and deer feet, deer legs that he's captured. A little wide-eyed, drinks coffee more than any other liquid, which I have no problem with. Doesn't get out too much. The type of person that might do a Instagram live video when they hit a deer with their car to show the prove the disproportionate body of the mangled deer on his Honda Civic, and then take that deer back to the basement and put it up on the wall.
Yeah.
But I appreciate that they said that they didn't do it there.
Yeah.
Two eyes.
I think I enjoy this person very much. I do. I like him a lot.
Wait, before we move on.
Yeah.
They just gave a detailed analysis of what a not deer is while admitting at the same time
they haven't seen it,
that none of that evidence is their own.
Yeah.
Like yeah, you did. Could argue that that's what we do every Tuesday, but it seems like it, instead of like the crazy person, like, okay,
maybe we shouldn't throw stones at glass houses.
Independence Day. You seen it?
Yeah.
Will Smith, Jeff mm-hmm. Goldblum, the crazy guy from Vacation movies.
Yeah.
He is like that. He feels like that Reddit guy, but he had a personal encounter with the aliens and was like, oh my God, the aliens are coming back. They took me up. They probed me, blah, 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 blah. This guy feels like he has that type of energy. You know what? Maybe you, and you said you liked him, so I don't mean this as an insult. Maybe this is your future with aliens, where you'll be like 60 and you won't have encounters with aliens, but you'll have all these details laid out in front of you on sticky notes and everything about where they are, what they're doing, where they've been.
I think I and Stephanie would agree with you.
Okay. So, that's your wife?
Yeah. Which is, I'm fine. I'm fine with that. I'm good with that.
I hope that you get some type of alien experience before you're 60.
Me too.
Not to the extent of getting taken away, but maybe just like one walks past your window at night.
Oh my God.
And if you said that I was not, upstairs. If you said that's not a deer, you would be right.
I sleep upstairs. Oh man,
dude! I should
make my roof.
I should make the graphic literally anything else, and just say it's not a deer. Be like a tortoise,
not a deer episode.
They're today. Like, well, that was misleading, but they're also not wrong.
Oh, that's fine.
Sorry. Now go on to the cool name guy.
All right, so this is JD Sword from the Skeptical Inquirer. He reports he found this post from a girl who talked about the Appalachian Mountains. So this is a bit of that lore building you're asking for.
So he found a post to someone else's experience.
Yes.
He literally is believing the bizarre.
I thought that when I was reading through his article, I was like, this is what we do.
Yeah, we're JD Swordinger.
Is that a riff off
Salinger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you explain it now. It feels kind of dirty.
So a quote, this is a quote from him that will lead into a quote from the girl. So the first mention of the not deer by name was a post made from August 21st, 2019 by Tumblr user Willow of the Witch, real name Madison. On her page, Have a Magical Day, she was asked by an anonymous person, what do you mean that's not a deer in the mountains near you? And Madison said, anyone who spends a decent amount of time in the Appalachians knows that not deer. And she continued, more or less what I'd call a folk cryptid. Everyone has their story about it. They're all somewhat similar. You're in a car at night in a rural, heavily wooded area and probably a bit lost. It's not wildly uncommon to see a possum crossing the road. See blips of little animals with your headlights. You see a deer. So you/your friend go, oh, a deer, and slow down in case it leaps in front of you. Then you see it more clearly. There's just something wrong about it. There's something about its eyes. You feel your stomach gets heavy like a rock. Your hair on your neck raise and your sense intelligence you shouldn't. It doesn't move like a deer. It moves like, oh God, what is that thing? Whatever that thing is, it's not a deer and we need to leave. You hit the gas and get the hell out of there. End quote.
I like how she was like, you sense the intelligence. Like she also buys the bronze over brains thing.
Mm-hmm.
I both think not deer is a terrible name and also so perfect because there's no beating around the bush. You're literally saying it's not a deer, but it's also like we couldn't have come up with another name. You know, it's because it's just so, I mean, it's a running joke for forever. It's always been running.
Yeah.
You're saying Bolton it everywhere, but I it's almost like an exasperated, like, like when you see something you can't explain, and so therefore you kind of like, you lose the ability to properly or elegantly explain something, and you just say something in the simplest terms. You're like, it wasn't a deer.
Yeah.
Like that kind of like,
that's what it is.
I don't know what I saw, but it wasn't a deer.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is. You don't know what it is, but you know it's not a deer.
Yeah, there is something about... I like how she assumes that you're going to get a little lost. Too. Like, yeah. Hey, Madison, we have GPSs now. I wonder if, in the way she's inferring, if they're seen more often at night than during the day.
What's that? I'm sorry, I was reading. Go ahead. One more time.
I said, I'm wondering if she's inferring that more people see them at night rather than the day.
They are more often seen at night.
When you assume things would be harder to detect.
That's, I'd say, an accurate criticism, yeah.
But it's already kind of like set for the spookiness. Like you're like isolation, woods, it's dark. You got the bouncing headlights every time you hit like a pothole or like the you're weaving around and you see something scurry in front of your lights. You see a deer in the shadows and the way that your light reflects off it, it looks a little different. It's creepy. It's a good story. You know?
Yeah. I've got one more. So this is also from Reddit, from IntelligentVirus90, and it starts by this. Okay, I'll start off by saying I live in Oregon. Not quite a rural town, but our town is small, and it's only about a 10-minute drive to what you'd actually consider a rural town area. Everyone's heard about the cryptids and lore of the Oregon woods. I hate these woods. They're just vast and terrifying, but at the same time, tempting and beckoning. I stay outside the woods. I don't hunt. I don't fish. And I might go hiking every once a couple of years with friends, but I make it a point not to go where I don't feel safe. I kind of brushed off all the stories about the woods here until I had an experience of my own, and I'm ready to share what I saw that night. My friend and I work graveyard shifts at a local bakery, and we always carpool. She picks me up at 11:30 p.m. The bakery itself is in a more rural area, but the main road in town takes us almost all the way out there. It's a well-lit road until you get slightly out of town, and since the main road through town, even at night, there are usually passing cars or people walking. From my house, it takes about 10 minutes to get to work using this road. For about 3 months, this road was being repaved. We had to stop literally right before the turn to the bakery and wait for the construction crew to finish whatever project they were doing. After 2 nights of being stopped right outside of work for over an hour, and the estimated date for construction being done about 3 months out, we decided to start taking the back roads. The back way to work was the opposite side of town on this main road. It took us out of town and outside of town and finally to the bakery for a total of about 30 minutes travel instead of 10. This back road was completely surrounded by heavy woods. There was a private drive every 5 minutes or so. No street lights and no passing cars, no pedestrians. The road was extremely curvy, just constant twists and turns. As expected, we'd seen a lot of deer and the occasional possum, squirrel, etc. This particular night, we started a journey through the back roads just as we'd been all week. We got about 10 miles through when my friend went around this bend and suddenly slammed on her brakes. I was on my phone, so I wasn't looking up when she saw it. I looked right in front of the car, and it was this gigantic buck. I'm talking huge. Not a moose size, but definitely one of the largest bucks I'd ever seen. He was staring directly at us through the windshield. We were kind of just frozen in terror for a moment. For some reason, we both looked down at the feet of the deer, and in between the front feet was a dead raccoon. Except the thing about the raccoon was, it was also huge. Now, the buck was large, but large bucks aren't unheard of. The raccoon was the size of a huge dog, like the size of a mastiff. We looked back at the deer, and it was still staring at us, like it was making eye contact, both of us. My friend flashes her high beams and honks the horn, hoping to scare it off. It didn't run off. Without breaking eye contact with us, it started to walk towards the car, slowly. We both are freaking out at this point, and my friend throws the car in reverse, backs up, and swerves around the deer. The entire time, it moves its head to keep eye contact with us as we backed up and pull to the side and drive away. We look back behind us, and this thing is just standing in the road, staring at us as we drove away. We finally went around the curve and lost sight of it. But until then, it never stopped staring at us. End story.
That definitely feels like Skinwalker vibes.
Yeah.
The raccoon thing, though, is strange.
It's weird, right? It's a weird detail.
Everything's just big. Everything's bigger in Oregon.
Yeah. So those are the personal encounters that we have with the not deer and some of the details and also some maybe reasons for them not to be not supernatural. But ultimately, those are some of the elements that the not deer give us. So from that, would you like to move to the discussion?
Yes, I would.
So before we move into our discussion, I just want to say thank you to all those people on Patreon for their support.
Yeah, it seriously means a lot to Charlie and I, and it gives us another avenue to get out bonus content that doesn't necessarily fit on the main episode, but it's a lot of fun. A lot of it is incorporating things we already like to do and things we want to do and just putting it out there. So it's really amazing and an honor that other people would want to hear it. And the support really does, it really does mean a lot to Charlie and I.
Yeah. So thank you again from the bottom of my heart and Tyler's. And now let's move back to the discussion. So now I just talked a lot about the not deer. I think I was pretty honest about how I felt about this thing the whole episode.
2 minutes in, you're like, Hashtag skeptical.
I don't know. There's so much contradictory evidence with this. It feels weird to say 100% believable. So I want to hear some of your opinions on some questions I have about the not deer, and I want to hear some of your thoughts on this. So, one, do you think it's real? What do you feel about the believability of this so far?
The difficult thing about that is what box we're putting this in. Is this a different type of skinwalker? Or is this its own thing? Or is it just people mistaking donkeys and alpacas for deer?
I think you just hit the nail on the head. That's hence the name, not deer. You don't know what to box it as.
Do I think these people are making it up? No, I think there's probably huge raccoons out in Oregon. But there's not a ton of firsthand. Like, the first Reddit guy was just talking about what people think.
Yeah.
So he's not really, I'm not saying he's not credible. He's not bringing anything to the table. He's like you and me. We're just collectors.
He's just laying out the evidence.
Yeah, we just collect it and then spit it out like a geyser.
Which weird is reference, but
very
okay.
Valuable, especially on Tuesdays and occasionally on Fridays. But he's not bringing much to the table in terms of new evidence, mm-hmm, or like a personal experience. It felt like Madison was more like you prefaced it well. You said that she was laying the lore down, but she was kind of like setting the stage.
Yeah.
Like, you're driving. It's dark. You're probably lost. You see a possum. But what is that other thing? Oh, my God. What is it? Not a deer.
Mm-hmm.
So those two felt more like just world building.
Yeah.
He felt more like character building. She felt more like world building. And so then we get to the third one, which is a real personal first encounter that somebody's explaining their personal experience. And that the whole time I was focusing, I was looking off, I was zoning out, and I was like, what does this make me think of? And if I didn't know, sometimes I'm like, okay, pretend this isn't a paranormal podcast. Like, what does this actually make you think of? Because we're all being influenced right now.
Mm-hmm.
But 100%. Even if we weren't in this scenario, like if I was at work, you know, I'm at work and one of my coworkers is like, guys, you won't believe what I saw last night. And they said word for word that story, I would be thinking Skinwalker.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's why they're called cousins of the Skinwalker. It makes you think of them. Especially with that intelligence. That's what Madison said, right? The intelligence is there.
Yes. But it's like, I've had my own experience, and so much of that third encounter story resonates with me based on what I saw. Not so much how it looks, but in terms of feeling the eyesight, like you might think it was overemphasized, but the not breaking eye contact thing is huge and terrifying. That's something. So, not a deer, maybe a skinwalker. the lore just feels like, you know, like, ooh, sometimes their heads are longer, sometimes their arms are this, sometimes their eyes are this. Man,
where do you think the diseases fall in this? How do you think those influence the sightings?
Are there sightings though?
That's a good question.
You did research. I know you did. You said you've been doing this since summer?
I started in the summer, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder how many real firsthand accounts. Like, the lore has to come from somewhere, but I don't know the personal experience that preceded the lore. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult. It's not like somebody saw something as far as we know, that sparked the lore. It feels like here's the character traits that you would expect in what we're classifying as a not deer, and here's this personal encounter that feels really reminiscent of a skinwalker. Like the little oddly shaped, you know, the teeth, the claws. I didn't get that from the personal encounter. Like, I'm latching on to that, mm-hmm. and that feels like a skinwalker, where if somebody came forward and was talking about things that, what were we talking about? There was somebody, maybe it was the mermaid one. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. You gave the lore, and then somebody had a personal encounter, and it was like word for word. I can't remember what it was. It was an episode we did recently, and it was just like the lore matched the encounter perfectly. Like, it was almost like they read what it was and just said it. Maybe it was the Ouija board thing.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was like you did it.
Everything about the Ouija board experience matched what you would expect to happen with the Ouija board demon. Whereas, like, it almost felt too perfect, but at the same time, you're drawing connections where I'm not seeing the personal encounters that reflect the lore.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But I mean, there are deer out there with diseases.
Oh yeah, that was the actual question.
It was, yeah.
I guess if people were seeing more misshapen deer or deer that were behaving very abnormally, that then the disease would come into play.
I think the idea behind that personal story and the disease was that it didn't behave like a normal deer would.
Maybe I don't have a great understanding of how big it was either, because obviously the disease isn't going to make it big. Mm-hmm. It could affect the behavior for sure. It could have just been a huge buck that had this disease, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, we know that these not deer are uncanny valley, right? I guess it comes down to it. Where do you find them on the scale?
I think not deer is unbelievable, but I think the experience that I heard is reminiscent of a skinwalker, which I believe in. So I won't go unbelievable, but the topic at hand is not deer. So I'll go skeptical.
I am definitely somewhere between skeptical and unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
So there's just not enough, right?
There's not.
If there were like 15 encounters.
Maybe it's just because it's so new. Such a new idea.
If you had to guess what the not deer is it something of this world that looks like a deer but isn't? Is it alien? Do you think it's
like really good camouflage? I would imagine it's, so in my head, like, I'm in my creative writing class right now, I would say it's something from another, like, plane of existence that is using nature as a camouflage.
To blend in.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
It is. I agree.
Deer would be a good choice, though.
Because they're so non-threatening.
Yeah, they're not, like, you don't pay attention to them.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a huge factor in it. You don't pay attention to them.
It's like we were talking about the black-eyed kids. It's like something pretending to be something innocent and just not quite hitting it. It's just...
Yeah, but the thing about the black-eyed kids is you feel like you could put your foot through them, but a deer, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Because of how big they are?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to touch one of those black-eyed kids, though.
Yeah.
So where are you gonna stick it on the believability scale?
Skeptical.
That's fair. It's rare to get an unbelievable out of us.
I think so, yeah.
This one probably merits it, but it's just too close to a skinwalker, which I believe
to not give it any credence.
If it wasn't for that third personal encounter, and if it was just like the lore and those first two where people are talking about what they would be if they did see them, I think I'd be unbelievable. But I'll give it the benefit of the doubt, not deer.
So that is the episode on, I'd say, TikTok famous not deer.
I'm not a consumer on the TikTok, and you are. I was wondering, is this something popping on there?
It was over the summer.
Okay.
It's cooled down a little bit, but this is definitely something that was on there.
That's the perfect time to put out a podcast, like right when it starts coming down and people stop talking about it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Like once those hashtags are like dead, that's when we slide in there.
And that's when we own it. That's right.
Do we rejuvenate it? No, but we're there, creeping, waiting. We should become the Not Deer podcast.
I don't think I could put out a podcast every week about not deer.
No, I just mean it. We're not.
Oh, not a podcast?
We're not deer.
Oh, well, that's true. That's, again, everything you said is not deer is true.
There's a shirt design waiting out there somewhere for a not deer, and I want to think of it, but it's not there yet.
Okay.
But it's coming. Speaking of shirts, if you like Believing the Bizarre, you like the podcast, and you want to represent the podcast as you go on and about your day, head to believingthebizarre.com or click the link on our Instagram profile and check out some of our merch. We have a good friend of ours, Eddie, that does a lot of our designs. He's super talented, and we're really proud of a lot of the designs we have. We stand by them. They look cool. They're really good quality. They're those nice, soft shirts that, you know, it feels like you're not even wearing a shirt, but not like that uncomfortable, like, why are people staring at me way, but just like I feel good.
Like we already mentioned in this episode, we do have a Patreon. You're like, how can I listen to more of Charlie and Tyler talk about more things that are fun and engaging and active? I know there's a quiz coming out every month, or there's a director's come out where we talk about behind the scenes stuff. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun stuff. And I'd recommend joining if you want to hear some of that kind of stuff. What, Tyler? What?
So, thank you so much for listening. As always, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Charlie.
And catch us next week on Believing the Bizarre.
The podcast, as bizarre as you are.